Welcome back to Culture Beat on 90.5 WICN. I am David Ginsberg. She is Nikki Erskine. Hello again, Nikki.
Hello again, David.
Nikki is from the Worcester Cultural Coalition. Let me say that three times
Nailed
fast.
It.
Thank you. Smooth.
Kind of.
As they call me, smooth. Anyway, this is our inaugural episode of Culture Beat. We are thrilled that you're along with us. The purpose of our show, again, is there's so much art and culture in our area that we live in, and they need our support more than ever. We want to shine a light as the voice of arts and culture for Worcester. We want to make sure that you're aware of all the various organizations doing some really cool stuff in and around the city, indoor and outdoor, in ways that you can not only consume art, but participate in it and take part and be a part of this community. One of the things that we wanted to talk about in this segment is getting outdoors is not just about, you know, taking your trash out on recycling day, or, you know, if you're an old school dude like me going out on the front porch to get the paper in the morning, but you can get outdoors and get plenty of exercise and enjoy the arts and culture, even in January.
Yeah, well, we're physically distancing for the past 10 months. It's so easy to feel cooped up at this point. And there's a number of ways to get outside and get some of that lead out. So at Tower Hill Botanic Garden, they've set up a scavenger hunt of sorts, which they call Yeti Set Go. Until the end of January, visitors can walk through the gardens and search for over a dozen furry, colorful Yetis set throughout the property. Yetis?
Yetis.
Is that the plural of Yeti?
Yeti.
Yeto?
Sasquatches? Yetis?
The Sasquatch.
If you've ever wanted to go squatching, here's your chance.
The Tower Hill is also offering yoga classes on Tuesday mornings and on Thursday evenings in their well-ventilated classrooms during the winter. People can bring their own mats and props for these gentle to moderate flow yoga classes. They do require pre-registration, as it's a 10-person max on those classes, which, as somebody who used to do yoga, in classes, I think a 10-person max is pretty ideal.
Yeah, you want
room
to spread out.
You're not sandwiched in, like, on top of each other, and, you know, one person's downward dog goes wrong and takes out half the class.
Yeah, we don't want the yoga domino effect taking place here.
So the Mass Audubon has a number of sanctuaries throughout the state. Locally, they've got the Broad Meadow Brook Conservation Center and Wildlife Sanctuary, where this month they're offering several owl prowls. Owl prowls, yeah.
Let's go prowl some owls.
Let's do it. From 5 p.m. to 6:30 this Saturday, you can learn how owls fly silently, whether they're truly wise, and practice your own owl calls. Pre-registration is required on that one as well.
Let's hear your owl call, Nikki.
Absolutely not. I won't learn it until this Saturday.
That's right. I will mention, by the way, for Mass Audubon, our own Mark Lynch, who's the host of Inquiry here on WICN, as well as Positive Noise. Mark is an instructor at the Mass Audubon, and he and his wife, Sheila, who's the president of our board of directors, are avid birders. You very well may run into Mark and or Sheila at any of these events.
Hopefully not literally.
Correct.
So moving indoors, the Iris and B. Gerald Cantor Art Gallery at the College of the Holy Cross presents New Gilded Age through February 5th by appointment only. Using the color red to represent the privileged and powerful, and grays to illustrate the struggle of making ends meet, artist B. Lynch has created a world which examines the corrosive nature of income and power disparity.
Wow.
It's a lot to unpack.
It's a heavy topic for right now as well.
It is.
That's, income inequality is a hot button issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than ever.
Let's see it represented in the arts.
We should go check it out.
Let's do it.
We'll make an appointment. So the Worcester Art Museum, or WAM, is also hosting a number of exhibitions right now. Closing this Sunday the 17th is the Japanese Screen Rotation, featuring 18th century folding screens by Miyagawa Choshun. You can also take in traditional Japanese culture through Kimono Couture, The Beauty of Chiso. It's a virtual exhibition which includes rare behind-the-scenes looks at the creation of the Worcester Wedding Kimono, which is actually the first ever kimono commissioned as a work of art by a museum.
Wow.
I don't know if they let you try it on, but...
It will probably not fit me.
Well, I mean, we can ask.
I mean, it can't hurt.
Also at WAM, in partnership with Arts Worcester, Nature Imagined by Susan Swinand is open through February 7th. Swinand's creative process creates imaginative worlds through water-based media and abstraction, striving to find the balance between opposing forces of nature. Works by Sutton Mass artist Leslie Graff are on display through May 16th at WAM. Graff examines the fundamental human experience in a series of acrylic and mixed-media portraits. One of her series, Domestics, considers household activities from a woman's point of view, negotiating personal desires with the expectations outlined by society.
I would imagine that's a bit extra relevant these days, considering lockdowns, quarantines, the entirely disrupted routines for so many of us.
Mm-hmm. And with everybody working from home,
yeah,
you know, what's the standard? You really see how much of a mess everybody makes.
For sure. But, you know, but the role of women in the household, you know, from a traditional standpoint to where we are now, and then in our pandemic circumstances where, you know, as you do, I'm not going to get off on a whole political thing here, but so many female friends of mine that are really kind of pulling two full-time jobs at home all the time, you know, this is a chance to kind of, maybe it's a perspective shift when you see it represented in art and be able to absorb it in that way, in the way it's viewed through the lens of a creator, how that impacts our sense of self and identity.
Mm. I've actually read that women are disproportionately more affected by COVID, women's jobs specifically. Mm-hmm. So that's another interesting lens to think of that through.
Yeah. And, you know, in a larger sense, you know, art is supposed to be reflective of our culture. Art is supposed to be reflective of our lives, you know, not always in real time the way it is right now, but that's the nature of art in society, is not only to provide beauty, but to provide provocation and make you think and reexamine some roles that we can and preconceived notions that we each carry with us.
Mm. It can be a snapshot of our times as well. And it can ask the question, is this the snapshot we want a year from now?
Yeah, exactly.
Before we move on too much further, I do want to note that in order to visit the Worcester Art Museum, advance purchase of timed entry tickets is required.
For sure. And really, so many of any indoor locations and outdoor, I know Tower Hill is requiring advance purchase of tickets mm-hmm. as well before you go. And they do for those of us that are dog lovers, like to bring our dogs up there for long walks. There is a $7 fee for dogs, but you can bring your dog. Mm-hmm. Dogs do tend to love those trails there. But most of these locations, if you're going to go there, you do need to book in advance. It's worth checking the website, making sure that you're noting all the regulations before you plan your day and outing so that you're covered.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going through all the trouble of putting on pants to leave the house, you may as well make sure you're doing it for a reason. So like we were talking about earlier, art is not just about the observing what other people have done. There's also a number of ways that you can take part and get creative yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn a new creative skill at the Worcester Center for Crafts, which is offering both in-person and online classes. Adults, youth, and teens of all levels can choose from one-time workshops or six-week classes in ceramics, metals, photography, and glass. And you can check out that full course catalog and the schedule at the Worcester Center for Crafts website. Of course, if music is more your forte, the Worcester Music Academy is hosting a virtual Q&A session on Facebook Live. Executive Director Sarah Kelly will share information on the school, lessons, and the wide range of instruments that the Worcester Music Academy instructs in. To take part, bring your curiosity and your questions to Facebook Live at 11 a.m. on January 16th.
Friday? Saturday, 16th.
It's this...
What day is today?
Sorry. It's Saturday.
Yeah, sorry.
You just asked me about days of the week. Time has been meaningless far too long.
My bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll allow it that once. And for people who enjoy planning events or want to host an exhibition of their own, or maybe record their own podcast, their own show, their own virtual program, with 2021 promising a return to live events, the Gene McDonough Arts Center, or JMAC, is hosting physically distant open houses January 26th through the 29th. You can visit jmacworcester.org to register for a time slot to tour the Worcester Pop-Up, the newly completed Brick Box Theater, and learn about all their streaming and recording equipment, which is available. Ask questions of the staff. I do want to note that the Gene McDonough Arts Center is an initiative of the Worcester Cultural Coalition.
It's a fabulous new location for the city of Worcester, right in downtown, the Brick Box Theater. I was there when in an early preview right before everything shut down last March, and we were able to see how beautifully it had come together. And now that it's fully done, book a tour, go check out it. You know, every city, a world-class city, it becomes that way in part because there are arts and cultural institutions. And having a conservatory and performing arts center and now a Brick Box Theater for smaller shows coming up, new playwrights, new artists that are on the rise. It's a great way to see art up close and personal and still in a very safe and clean environment.
And it's a great space to make your own in more ways than one. I've seen gallery exhibitions. I've seen performances. Yep. I actually remember last year before everything shut down, this group called Silk Road came by and they had a... it was just a big jam session, all mm-hmm. sorts of instruments. People could join in even if they didn't know the group. Yeah, just so many ways to use that space. And with the Brick Box Theater right behind the pop-up, they've actually had a couple shows there as well. I saw an excellent one-woman show of Poe Doubleheader.
Nice.
And then in partnership with the Hanover Theater, which runs the Brick Box Theater,
yeah.
They did a reimagined version of A Christmas Carol this year, imagining it for COVID times. And as many times as I've seen the movie or been in the show, like when I was a kid in theater, I've never appreciated a telling of A Christmas Carol more than I did this year. So yeah, it's an excellent space, and it's there for the public to use.
Yeah, and it's, you know, part of the renaissance of the city has been the growth of the arts community downtown. Here in the Printers Building for WICN, we share space with Arts Worcester, who down the hall from us, who mm-hmm. hopefully they'll have their doors open again relatively soon. Technicopia is upstairs.
Yep.
Great location. We're doing some really interesting work upstairs. That you can, and there's a maker space.
Which
can
is
go,
a maker space. Yeah,
go
yeah.
have fun. You want to get your hands on. Book time at Technicopia. Go make something.
They've got so many interesting classes going on up there too. They've there's like learn how to use a sewing machine. They've got all the tools with like vinyl, doing vinyl and stickers.
Nice.
They have 3D printing, and people up there are super nice too. They've never made me feel stupid when I've asked a question.
And again, it's if you're home, and you know, for so many kids, whether they're in junior high, high school, elementary school, or college, everything's been virtual. Mm-hmm. If your kids or the grandkids, you want to get out and find a way and a safe way to go and do something participatory and hands-on, Technicopia is a great option to go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could make a suggestion that here in downtown and really across the city, there are these fabulous large-scale murals from Powell, Worcester that have been put up all over the city. Go check them out. You can find a map and do a walking tour, do a self-guided tour, whether you want to do a walking version or driving tour across the city. It's so well worth it. There's a piece across the street from us here on Portland Street that is in 3D. If you have a pair of 3D glasses, come down and take a look. It's an incredibly cool experience, and it's a giant 100-foot mural on the side of the Hanover Theater building.
It's awesome. I love the public art and how much Worcester has embraced and been almost redefined by the sheer volume of public art. You know, we've had Turtle Boy forever.
Yeah.
We've had statues, but the paintings and the variety of murals that exist are awesome, first of all. But I think one of the more meaningful things about public art to me is that it's accessible for everyone.
That's
like
right.
Your income level, your education level, your race, your gender, none of it matters. I mean, even your work schedule.
Yeah.
3 a.m, you can still drive by and see something amazing.
Yeah. You know, as somebody that spends a fair amount of time at Elm Park, I live a couple miles away. I'll take my dog down there occasionally for a walk. There's usually a summer installation, and this year it's been up kind of indefinitely, but there's, you know, large statues or you know, ceramics and metalwork and things that are placed throughout Elm Park mm-hmm. that are really interesting to go see. Some really cool works of art that are interpreting our current world the way art is intended to do, and things that are just made to make you think and view them however you'd like to view them, which is ultimately art, like so many other things in life are subjective. But you can go and take these things in. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, mm-hmm. you got a good walk and you got some exercise. If you want to go feed the ducks, you can do that too. That's another form of art, I suppose.
Yeah. So in mentioning Elm Park and all the art that goes on around there, the Art in the Park exhibition is every other summer mm-hmm. and it's on for 2021.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us on Culture Beat. I am David Ginsberg. This is Nikki Erskine.
And this is Nikki Erskine.
We're thrilled you joined us. We're going to be joining you every Thursday at 6:30 here on 90.5 WICN.